Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ben has like he's not gay.
Oh, he's not? Oh, oops.
Well, I don't know that he's not gay.
Ready?
But he's married. Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're doing the news, my man.
Let's
it's time to doom scroll. So, you know, Trump is in the news, kind of unavoidable this time around because it's definitely the biggest story is everything that's been going on with Trump. Obviously, a couple days ago, they went and the FBI raided his home in Florida, Mar-a-Lago, and you saw the pictures, lots of documents being seized, or at least lots of boxes being seized. And everyone speculated, even though they still don't know for certain, they all speculated that this has something to do with Trump and, you know, his employees or whatever, taking stuff from the White House that they shouldn't have taken, things that should have been archived that weren't archived, whatever. But no one knows that that's what this is for certain. But they just have all gone with that and said, well, you know, it must be what it is. And then, of course, you've got the Republicans who are angry about it saying, well, what about Obama? He's got 50 million pages at his house, which I didn't know any of that. Until this week, I started hearing, or I guess until yesterday, I started hearing people saying that. But while Trump, so Trump's home gets raided, the FBI is taking those documents. But then he goes yesterday, today's Thursday, right?
Sure.
Yesterday, he has to go in front of the New York Attorney General because they're conducting a separate investigation, which is a probe. It's a probe into the Trump Organization's business practices, basically about lying about value for. It sounds like tax fraud stuff is what they're investigating. And, you know, as I recall, this has all been tax fraud stuff. And Trump, while he was there, he, let's see, how many times? He pleaded the fifth over 440 times during the deposition, which people were quick to point out that Trump used to say that if you plead the fifth, you must be guilty of something because only people in the mob do that.
The deposition, which went on for 6 hours with breaks and was videotaped, was part of a civil case accusing the Trump family business of misrepresenting the values of its properties to get more favorable loans and pay less in taxes. For years, Trump has railed against people who take the fifth.
You see, the mob takes the fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Horrible. Horrible.
In a statement, he claimed he had no choice but to take the fifth now.
I love that the press still tries to call out Trump on, like, hypocrisy as if he cares.
Well, I just
he's
heard
never
him say,
cared.
He went on a scene, he said, I asked, why would you plead the fifth? Why would you plead the fifth? He's like, but now that I've seen this witch hunt, I've answered my own question. Like, well, there you go. Everybody's going to be fine with that. I didn't understand it first, but now I know. And then I'm like, all these people are like, you know, defund the FBI. I'm like, wait. Are we defunding the police? Is that what we're doing now? I thought that was...
They're the Gestapo. Now that's...
You know what? I thought we backed the blue, but the FBI is not...
They're not.
They're not the blue.
They're the KGB now.
I did not know that. I see. Yep, so it's only the law enforcement officers
on the
that
beat,
you agree with?
I guess.
Well, that's weird because that's what I've always felt.
Right. I know. Me too. Yeah, it's strange times, Laszlo. And... I saw Merrick Garland just gave a press conference. I haven't seen everything that he was talking about, but the headlines all said that he was upset about let me see here. He says, he signed off on the search document, which we knew, and he denounces the attacks on law enforcement, which it's weird, but that's what's been happening. It's ever since, I mean, as soon as the raid started happening, they started talking about how they've weaponized the FBI against Trump, and that, you know, they're like the KGB, and there's been a lot of prominent Republicans who've said, like, you know, when we take back the House, we're going to need a full investigation to figure out why this is going on. There needs to be accountability.
Sure.
It's like, but there is accountability. Like, someone had to sign a warrant, and so right. But I
shut up, Snowflake.
Okay. All right. Well,
what's
Scott,
your name, not somebody, Snowflake.
Scott Perry.
Hey, no, wait, hold on. I got news for you.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Retired NFL star Marshawn Lynch. Who doesn't love Marshawn Lynch, huh?
I mean.
Slurred his speech to Las Vegas police.
Oh.
Repeatedly fell asleep, reeked of alcohol, and strangely admitted to stealing the sports car he was in, according to an impaired driving report from his recent DUI arrest.
Ugh.
Officer Parker observed that Mr. Lynch would speak and then fall back asleep several times throughout the encounter. Officer Parker also observed a strong odor of alcoholic beverage emitting from the vehicle, his person, and his breath, along with bloodshot, watery eyes, and he had one shoe on and one shoe off.
Yeah.
Mr. Lynch stated that he was not drinking. Not drinking.
Yep.
And I do not do drugs, is what he said. But he did say that he stole the car.
Yeah, that part's
weird. Then he asked Mr. Lynch if he would exit the vehicle, and Officer Lynch refused. Now, here's the thing. He was arrested for DUI and some other things, right? But not for stealing the car.
But that's what I'm saying.
So
did
he just said, I stole the car? No.
Right.
No. They just said it was unregistered. He didn't steal it.
Okay. I mean, you know, when you're intoxicated, maybe he thought, maybe he might have believed it in that moment, like, damn. I know this isn't my car. I guess I stole it. I must have stolen this car.
I was thinking, like, if I just tell them I stole the car, maybe they won't think I'm drinking.
Right, something.
I don't know. But anyways, his lawyer, Marshawn Lynch's lawyer, released a statement in Vegas. He said Marshawn was not pulled over for DUI. So that makes it interesting. He says, rather, the vehicle was safely parked and not in operation. We are confident that when all evidence is presented, this will not be a DUI under Nevada law. And then let's see. The police described the sports car. So it was parked.
Yeah.
But the police described the sports car as undrivable. It was missing a rim and tire on the front driver's side.
Okay.
And had numerous dents through the body. And then they said they could show where the car hit the curb and the wheel came off.
Well, they're going to end up finding video, though, of the car moving, right, and be able to prove that it was him. Because I could see the lawyers say, look, if it's not drivable and it was parked, how can you give him a DUI? I've heard that rule, too, like if the keys aren't in the ignition, right? Because I don't want to call anyone out, but I know someone who got a DUI parked on the side of the road asleep, but they had the car running. And because the car, the ignition was on, they got the DUI.
All right, now this is the part that I want to make sure, I didn't know that police could do this. I've never been arrested in Vegas, surprisingly. I feel like I should have been several times, but no. Mm-hmm. But they said the arrest took place off Las Vegas Boulevard. Now listen to this, make sure I get it right. Police say Lynch became uncooperative when they asked him to get out of the car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So officers then restrained him in a chair while they drew blood to test his alcohol level.
Mm.
Can they restrain you in a chair and take your blood?
I don't know. They did it to me.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like they can't? They can just put a needle in you?
I don't know exactly how it works, but it did happen to me once. But I assumed it was because basically I was barely conscious. It sounds to me like he's responding to the officers. I don't know. That seems like if you can, because you can deny or turn down a breathalyzer, right? If you could turn that down, you'd think you could turn down having your blood taken while being restrained in a chair. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, no one ever took your blood, did they, Lazo? I assume it was just like a roadside sobriety test or a breathalyzer.
They take you in and try to take the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
And then you just keep changing your story, like, all right, I'll take it. And then they bring it in and they're like,
right,
I don't want to. And they're like, dude. We know what you're trying to do. You're not going to get under the legal limit in the 45
minutes.
It's only
getting worse. Here, yeah, right? The longer you sit here, it's just getting worse. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what the rules are about having your blood drawn.
It seems weird that they could restrain
really
you
weird.
And take your blood.
Really weird. Unless, did he give them permission? I don't know. Can you even give permission when you're in that state? I like Marshawn Lynch.
I don't like the idea of you strapping me down and taking blood out of me.
No. Me neither. Again, if I can turn down a breathalyzer.
And that's worse than asking people to get the jab. Everybody was upset about, I don't want to get vaccinated, right? Well, what? But they can restrain you, hold you down, and stick a needle in you?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
That doesn't sound right to me either. Unless he was unconscious. That's the only
way
that
seems even worse.
Right, I know. But I'm saying, like, I think that's what happened with me. I don't really remember. I just knew they took my blood. Because they said, here's your BAC. And I'm like, well, how the hell did you get that? And, like, we took your blood. And I'm like, oh, you sons of guns.
Well, you're in the hospital.
Well, that's just it.
I think in the hospital,
I don't know
they do
exactly
it.
When they took it. And there was some questions from my lawyer. He's like, did they take it on scene? I was like, take it on scene? I assume they took it in the hospital. And he's like, well, they might have taken it on scene. They might have taken it in the ambulance on the way there. I was like, really? Like, I just assume they take it to the hospital. And that was something he wanted to look into. But then he's like, you know what? Just go in there and tell them you're guilty and that you're sorry for everything and try and be a better person. So, but it doesn't sound like anyone was hurt here, right? There's no,
his mugshot, he does not look sober.
Yeah.
Have you seen his mugshot?
No, I didn't.
Well, come
over
here and take a look at this.
You think he'll lose his Skittles deal and his Xbox deal? Oh, he's barely awake.
He's drunk.
He's barely awake in that picture.
Yeah, I don't like the being restrained and taking your blood thing.
No, I didn't know you could do that.
Okay. Scott Perry, he's a representative from Pennsylvania, Laszlo.
Mm-hmm.
He's been the target of this investigation involving Trump and the election stuff, right? And they already knew that he'd maybe been under investigation a little bit for some of the stuff. This guy had a lot of wild conspiracy theories. This guy is one of the people who thought that, what was the one about, like, maybe there were satellites from Thailand that were changing votes and that, Chinese lasers. There were several different conspiracy theories about election fraud that were really, really outlandish. And I know that he supported or at least spoke of at least a couple of those. But so Trump's house gets raided, and also the New York Attorney General is talking to Trump. And then while this is going on, Scott Perry has to hand his phone over to the FBI.
Oh, really?
So this is where the conspiracy theories, or I shouldn't say conspiracy theories, but here's where people come in and they ask the experts, you know, all right, what do you think is going on? And this is where I think it gets interesting, Laszlo. But first I'll play this Perry story.
Republican Scott Perry of Pennsylvania says he was stopped by three federal agents while traveling with his family. According to Perry, the agents presented a search warrant to confiscate his cell phone, which they then did. In a statement, the congressman said, quote, my phone contains info about my legislative and political activities and personal/private discussions with my wife, family, constituents, and friends. None of this is the government's business. Perry is the head of the far-right House Freedom Caucus. Following the 2020 election, Perry tried to sell the White House on a number of baseless conspiracy theories, including that China hacked voting machines, that the British government collaborated with the CIA to rig the election, and that Italian satellites had manipulated the vote tallies.
Italian satellites. So, Laszlo, I'm not going to name names here. You can look this stuff up for yourself. But now the theory is, if they're taking this guy's phone, if they're going through the house, all this stuff is going on, is someone working with the FBI? And the
because I heard Trump say there was a rat.
Right. So what you do then is you say, okay, when Trump's house got raided, you can look and see everyone in his inner circle. They were either on cable news and or on Twitter, angry, talking about it. So then you look for someone that you haven't seen for a while. Maybe they haven't said anything for a while. And you go, why isn't this person defending Trump right now? So there are now some theories that maybe someone who is very close to Trump might have decided, you know what, I'm in a lot of legal trouble here. And that this could all involve, you know, election fraud stuff,
sure,
allegations at least. And that they could be working with the FBI.
Well, I did read on Twitter, I didn't follow too much, where they said somebody in his inner circle told him what he had and where it was.
Right.
So it's got to be someone
who
knows
how
him
pretty
they
well. Get, that guy that I played you a clip of on Friday, a former FBI agent, he was basically saying that if you don't have a subpoena to do what they did, then when you go to a judge, you basically have to say, we know where it's at, we believe. We have very good evidence, which essentially means someone's told us exactly where it
right.
is, the stuff that we want.
And what we're looking for.
And what we're looking for, and we believe
we
that it could
know what
be destroyed.
Looking for.
But we don't know what they're looking for. Everyone just went with the immediately like, oh, it has to do with records being improperly stored and, you know, the archives and stuff like that. But no one actually knows for sure.
Right, and what does that mean?
Right, what does that
like
mean?
Records improperly stored in the archives, like,
right.
I mean,
this stuff was supposed
Roger
to be
Stone
saved.
Was like, what do you want, UFO information? Like, if that's it, then this is all stupid.
Right, and there's this whole big legal thing, too, which I'll let you look up on your own, but Trump basically tried to declassify all this stuff before he left the White House just for this reason, a lot of people think. Now, of course, people that worked for Trump are coming out and saying, no, he's a transparency president, and that's why he did it. You know, he thinks people have a right to know this stuff. But it looks like he did it so that he wouldn't get in trouble for this. And now there's a question of, like, if this were actually what the FBI is there for, even though Congress didn't do all the things they're supposed to do and the papers weren't signed the way they're supposed to actually declassify the stuff, if the president said it's declassified, then a legal argument could be made that that stuff is actually declassified and that he didn't have some responsibility to send this stuff.
But didn't he also make another law that was kind of like at Hillary and the emails and those other things, and this is what they're using against him? Like, he made this
law. You could actually go to prison for, and it involved how the investigations are handled. So it's all very confusing, and like I said, I was trying to kind of avoid it. And then last night when I saw the thing about the phone being taken, I was like, well, why are they taking Scott Perry's phone? And then I saw some of the screenshots of some of the things they already knew, and he was saying things like, hey, I reached out to you on Signal. You know, that's never...
That ain't good.
That's never a good sign. It's like, hey, check your signal. Snow cone, check your signal. I mean, we both know.
We all know that,
it's on the up and up if I'm saying check your signal. But also, all these things we've talked about, you know, you don't want to be in that position. You don't want to be in the position where the cops come to your house. I don't want to be in the position where the FBI says, we just need to have a look at your phone. And we're taking it right now. We're going to look at all of it. And, you know, he's saying, like, I have personal messages with my family and stuff. Well, yeah, that too. But also, like, check your signal. What was on there? And is this about election fraud? We don't know if this is from this could be from Georgia, because Georgia was like, there's so much speculation about why the FBI went there in the first place to his house. And no one actually knows except for Merrick Garland and, you know, some FBI agents. That there's very few people that actually know. So now I'm starting to get a little intrigued, Laszlo. It's becoming a little bit more interesting. Once you start taking people's phones and you're talking about possible prison time and that you can prove that there was some sort of election fraud, which is definitely punishable with prison time, then it starts to become intriguing. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and do the lighter side of doom scrolling next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.